Learning Sefer Tehillim, this is Shir number 53. We are using the Mi'am Lois as the commentary by Rav Shmuel Yishalmi. May the learning of Torah be a merit for myself, yourself, for listening to this tape or CD, or for listening to any of our hundreds of Torah lectures online at EnglishTorahTapes.com. May the learning of Torah be also a merit for the memory of Aaron Fuchs, Shimon and Hinda Manila of blessed memory. In our last year, we started with chapter 96, Pasuk 1. We will repeat the Pasuk. The Pasuk reads, Shir Lashem, Shir Chodosh, Shir Lashem, Kol Oret, sing to the Lord, a new song, sing to Hashem, all the earth. If you count up in this Pasuk, you have the word shir or shiru three times, corresponding to the three times daily that the Jew extols Hashem in prayer. Sing to Hashem a new song is recited in the morning prayer. The Jewish people extols Hashem as the Creator who renews the works of creation continually each day. Sing to Hashem all the earth corresponds to the afternoon prayer, when all men behold the sun and the luminaries during the day. Sing to Hashem, bless His name, corresponds to the evening prayer. Hashem is extolled for causing the evening to be dark. A somewhat different version of the present psalm also appears in Divrei Hayomim, together with the psalm, give thanks to Hashem, call upon His name. This is found in Divrei Hayomim, chapter 16. The Chachamim said that the first part was recited in the morning, and the second part was recited in the evening. The first letters of the words Shiru LaHashem Kol Ores spells out Seichel, intelligence or enlightenment. For at that time, the earth will be full of the knowledge of Hashem, as the waters cover the sea. A pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Pasuk base, pasuk 2. Shiru LaHashem Baruch Hashemo. Sing to Hashem, bless His name, proclaim His deliverance from day to day. It has already been noted that Shiru is mentioned here three times. Another reason is that it corresponds to the Kohanim, the priests, the Levim, and the Jews. Proclaim His deliverance from day to day. Tell about His deliverance each and every day, even if everyone knows about it. Keep recounting it to one another out of great delight, and it will be as if the deliverance took place that very day. Another interpretation says, proclaim the deliverance from day to day. The tidings should not be that the redemption will be far off in the time. Rather, proclaim every day that it will come today. A subtle interpretation says, the deliverance is hidden away every day. Thus our sages teach, just as the redemption involves wonders, so earning one's livelihood involves wonders. Even as one's livelihood is earned every day, so the redemption is ready to come every day. Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3. Sapru v'agoyim kevodo b'cholu amim nifloso, declare His glory among the peoples, His marvelous works among all the nations. Besides the praise and the acclaim offered by the Jewish people among themselves, declare His glory among the peoples, His marvelous works among all the nations. Make known to the nations all the glory that He bestowed upon you and all the wonders that He performed for you. Your glory is thus enhanced, and the glory of God will also be exalted. Declare His glory among the peoples pertains to the Babylonian exile. The glorious thing was that they were not dispersed among all the nations, but remained in Babylon proper. There the glory of Hashem was exalted by Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. His marvelous works among the nations pertains to the exile of the Midian, where they were separated and dispersed among all the nations. Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4. Ki godol Hashem u'mehulon me'oid noruhu akolahim. For great is Hashem, and to be highly praised, He is awesome to be feared above all gods. Having said that the name of God should be praised and blessed, the singer declares, unlike the praise for a human being, which is usually in excess of his deserts, Hashem is more praiseworthy than human praise of him. For great is Hashem, and he is to be even more highly praised. Hashem is awesome above all angels. It might be asked, since his name is great everywhere among the peoples, why is it necessary to declare his greatness? The answer is, although he is great and highly praised among the peoples, they are not in awe of him. To make them fear him, it is necessary to declare his marvelous works among all the nations. Pasuk Hey, Pasuk 5. Ki kol leheyu amim alilim v'ashem shemayim osam. For all the goods of the nations are mere idols, but Hashem made the heavens. The sun, the moon, and all the host of heaven, worshipped by the nations, are mere idols. They are as nothing in relation to Hashem. The proof is that Hashem made the heavens. The existence of all the hosts of heaven is dependent upon the existence of Hashem, blessed be He. Why are all the gods of the nations mere idols, including the celestial host and the angels? For Hashem made the heavens. The angels were not created on the first day, so that all will know that they did not help him in the creation of the world. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. Hold the Hada Lefanov Oz Vesiv Eres Mikdosha. Majesty and splendor are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. The hosts of heaven give majesty and splendor before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. The heavens are his sanctuary, and they tell of his strength and glory. Some say that here majesty and splendor pertains to the angels. They receive majesty and splendor from their Creator. The heavens are his sanctuary, as it says, look down from your holy habitation from heaven, a pasuk that's found in the Chumash Devarim. Despite their prodigious bulk and power, the motions and high speeds of the heavenly bodies do not reflect their own glory. They reflect the glory and power of their Creator. Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7. Havu LaHashem Mishpachos Amim, Havu LaHashem Kavod Vo'oz. Attribute to Hashem, O families of the nations, attribute to the Lord glory and strength. The singer tells us what we are to declare among the peoples. Say to them, attribute to Hashem, O families of the nations, attribute to Hashem glory and strength. The angels upon whom he bestows glory attest to his glory, and the heavens that receive their strength from him attest to his strength. Just as the angels acclaim and glorify Hashem, so should you also do. O families of the nations, you are to attribute to Hashem glory and strength. They might say, we acknowledge the existence of Hashem, but we do not acknowledge that he guides the world. We are to tell them, attribute to Hashem's glory as the creator of everything, and attribute to him strength. He guides the world, and it is within his power to confound the patterns of nature. The singer calls to the families of the nations, for instead they attribute glory and strength to themselves. Let them rather attribute to Hashem glory and strength. All glory and all strength are to be attributed to Hashem, who is the source of glory and strength. The numerical equivalent of Havu is 13. It is thus inferred that attribute Havu to the glory indicates a son's age, 13, when he's held responsible for performing the mitzvahs. Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8. Havu LaHashem Kavod Shemo Se'u Mincho Vohu LeChatzrosav. Attribute to Hashem the glory due his name, bring a meal offering and come into his courts. It is not enough to attribute glory to him. Add to his glory by your meal offering and by coming into his courts. Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9. Hishtachvu LaHashem Bahadras Kodesh Chinu Mipanav Kol Oriz. Prostrate before Hashem in the majesty of holiness. Tremble before him all the earth. After you will have brought the meal offering, and you come into his courts, prostrate before Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. The holy temple, the holy place, is more majestic and holier than all other houses. Prostrate yourselves before Hashem because you recognize his majesty, and not because you are afraid of punishment. Do not be like the others over all the earth who tremble before him. Another interpretation says, when you come into his courts bearing the meal offering in your hand, do not enter with a trifling attitude. Tremble before him. This is also a warning not to enter where you do not have permission to enter. Our sages adduce from here that prayer requires earnest preparation beforehand. Thus they say, do not read B'Hadras Kodesh, but B'Chadras Kodesh, the terror of holiness. Words of holiness should not be uttered except in a mood of earnestness and awe. The beginning letters of the words Chinu, Miponav, Kol Ha'oretz spells out Chochmah, wisdom. The essence of wisdom is trembling before the fear of Hashem. When there is no fear of Hashem, one's wisdom falls into the category of the earth is filled with violence. Thus the beginning letters of the corresponding Hebrew text Kimolo Oretz Chemos spells Chochmah, wisdom. There are two kinds of fear, fear of punishment and the sense of awe. The singer informs the nations, when I tell you to come into his courts, I do not deny that the whole earth is full of his glory. The pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. But I am telling you to prostrate before Hashem in the majesty of the holy place in the Beis HaMikdash, because this place is more auspicious for the majesty of the Holy Spirit to become revealed. Know, however, that wherever you are over all the earth, you are to tremble before him, for you stand before him everywhere. Tremble before him, all the earth, for he does not remove his supervision for a single instant. Were he to do so, the world would collapse. Accordingly, the way of the Creator is not as the way of human beings. A man builds a house, and thereafter the house stands independently of the builder. The way of Hashem is that he sustains the world for all time and at every instant. Pasuk Yud, Pasuk 10. Yimru Bagoyim Hashem Moloch Avtikon Tevu Baltimot Yodin Amim Meshor. Say among the peoples, Hashem reigns. Indeed, the world is established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the nations with equity. The singer says to the peoples of the world, say among the peoples, the Lord reigns. Following your return from Yerushalayim, speak about the kingdom of God in your own countries. Declare that his reign will result in great well-being for the world. Indeed, the world is established. It cannot be moved. In his reign, everything is at all times strongly established. It is otherwise when a hypocrite reigns and the people are ensnared. For he will judge the nations with equity. Everyone will fear him, and peace will prevail on earth. Nation will not lift up sword against nation, neither will they learn war anymore, as we find opposing Yeshayahu. For he will judge the nations with equity and eliminate the wicked among them. Say among the peoples, Hashem reigns. Malach, until now the situation has been such that the kingdom is Hashem's, and he is the ruler, Moshe, over the people. In relation to the people of Israel who accept his sovereignty, he reigns by virtue of being crowned by them. It is otherwise in relation to the nations who do not accept his sovereignty. He rules, as it were, by force. This is the difference in meaning between Melech and Moshe. In the future, however, I will convert the peoples to a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of Hashem, to serve him with one consent, as the pasuk brings down in Sefer Tzfanya. Thus they will all say, Hashem reigns. They will acknowledge that Hashem has always reigned, but they were not enlightened enough to admit it. Indeed, the world is established, it cannot be moved. The other kingdoms will not be destroyed in his kingdom. Contrary to what usually happens when kings of flesh and blood rule, a stable order will prevail, for he will judge the nation with equity. They should proclaim not only the fact of her reign, but also his loving kindness and benevolence. As a result, this would be, the world is established, it cannot be moved. The world endures because Hashem is king, and he who judges by justice and equity. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11, Yismuchu Hashemayim B'Sogda L'Oretz Yiram Hayom B'Low. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice, let the sea roar, thunder and its fullness. When God's justice will become revealed, all the world will live in gladness. The heavens will be glad when they provide the dew, and the earth will rejoice when it gives its yield. The clouds that rise from the sea will thunder in all their fullness. The field will exult at having yielded its fruit, all the trees of the wood, and will then sing for joy. In another sense, the heavens will be glad in that they will not hold back their influence over the entire world, the earth. They will also be more clear and more pure, for the light of the sun will then be as the light during the 7 days of the creation epoch. The earth will reduce by giving more of its power, its yield, as it was prior to the curse. That's found in Chumash Bereishis as well. Hashem created man in his image, as the Pasuk says, the Chumash Bereishis, and he handed his dominion over all living creatures. When he is a servant of Hashem, behold how good and how pleasant it is. Hashem's glory and dominion extends over all men, and they rejoice in him. It is otherwise when man corrupts his ways. Then the whole world mourns and suffers. Accordingly, at the time of the redemption, when sovereignty will return to the one who is worthy of reigning, everyone will be glad. Our sages teach that the trees chant this pasuk as their song of exaltation. A subtle interpretation says, in the future, all the barren trees in the land of Israel will be weighed down with fruits. As it says, for the tears bearer is fruits, and the fig tree and the vine tree yield their strength. The pasuk is found in Sefer Yoel. Therefore, they will then sing for joy, as we will learn in the next pasuk, that they will never again be cut down, but they will be gladdened with fruit that gladdens Hashem and men. In the future, the trees will no longer be used for burning, but they will make fire with the weapons. The pasuk is found in Yechezkel. The trees will bear fruit and thus rectify their sin of not having borne fruit. Pasuk 12. Yalos sodai v'chol ashebo oz yirananu kol atze yo'ar. Let the field exalt and all that is in it. Then will all the trees of the world sing for joy. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Pasuk 13. Lifnei Hashem kivor kivor lishpoi to oiz lishpoi teva v'amim v'noso. He has come to judge the earth. He will judge the world with justice, righteousness, and nations in his faithfulness. Then, when everyone will recognize and acknowledge the kingship of Hashem, then that Hashem reigns, then the heavens will be glad and the earth will rejoice. For everything created on land and in the sea, all vegetation will sing for joy. The sing will then roar with the sound of blaring horns and gladness. This will be in celebration of the great peace prevailing in the world, in contrast to the ominous gloom that pervades the world during wars. By means of its figurative expressions, the present pasuk depicts the happiness of the people in anticipation of Hashem's reign. By analogy with a king of flesh and blood, citizens will come out of their city to welcome him with manifestations of joy, singing and dancing before his throne. For he has come not to collect taxes from the people of the city, but to judge the earth and save the poor and helpless from the power of the strong. He will judge the world with justice and nations in his faithfulness. The repetition of "he has come" conveys his twofold purposes. He will come in order to reveal his kingship, and he will come to judge the people of the earth who subjugated his children. You will judge those nations with justice and in faithfulness to the truth. Now we come to chapter 97, pasuk 1. Hashem Moloch Togel Ha'oretz Yismuchu Yimram. Hashem reigns, let the earth rejoice, let the numerous isles be glad. The present Pasuk 2 speaks of the earth rejoicing when Hashem will reign. The joy will prevail both on the mainland and on the distant isles in the middle of the ocean. There will be so much joy in the world, the earth will rejoice and the numerous isles will be glad. These islands are always in a state of trepidation, lest they be flooded by the sea. But at that future time, the world will be firmly established, and even the numerous isles will be glad. The natives of those distant islands never heard the word of Hashem in the past, but now they will be glad, for he will be known throughout the world, as the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, as it says, "And when the whole earth rejoices, so will I make you." Having said above, he will judge the world with justice. The singer says here, Hashem reigns, let the earth rejoice. For as our sages teach, the one Israel who was judged with severe justice and whose cloak was taken from his shoulder, let him go and sing at having been saved from violent exploitation. Therefore will everyone rejoice. Pasuk 2. Onon va'rofel tzvivav tzedek u'mishpat mechoin kisoy. Clouds and dense darkness, fog, are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the foundation of his throne. Hashem will be revealed in creation through his deeds when he bestows benevolence upon the righteous and collects them from the wicked. Thus the Torah says, clouds and dense darkness are round about him. Hashem in his being cannot be known, but nevertheless there will be manifest his righteousness and judgment, which are the foundation of his throne. Hashem conceals himself, and it is impossible to perceive him or to comprehend him. Thus it says, he made darkness his hiding place, and it says in Melachim Aleph, Hashem said that he would dwell in thick darkness. This explains why the earth will rejoice. Even though clouds and dense darkness are round about him, the people will not be afraid, for they will know that righteousness and judgment are the foundation of his throne, and the fire which goes before him only burns up his adversaries. Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3. Eish lefanav telech uslahit saviv tzorov. A fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries all around. A fire goes before him to incinerate the evildoers. This fire will go all around his adversaries so that they will have no place where to escape from the fire. The Medrash says the Mashiach will be told, that country rebelled against you, he will say, let the fire consume it. Thus it says, and he will smite the earth with the rod of his mouth. A pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Pasuk 4. Heiru birakav tevel ra'aso v'tochel ha'oretz. His lightning bolts light up the world, the earth saw and trembled. Pasuk 5. Horim kadonag nomasum lifnei Hashem milifnei Adon kol ha'oretz. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of Hashem, at the presence of Hashem of the whole earth. The lightning bolts that come forth from his presence are so brilliant that the whole world is illuminated by their light. As a result, the earth saw and trembled. The earth's inhabitants saw and were afraid. The great mountains melt like wax at the presence of Hashem, at the presence of Hashem of the whole earth. Unlike kings of flesh and blood, each of whom only reigns over a single land, the Almighty is master of all the earth. The Torah informs us that the judgments of Hashem will be witnessed by everyone. As it says a pasuk in Yechezkel, I will rain upon him and upon his bands fire and brimstone. Therefore the earth saw and trembled. The mountains melted like wax. And it also says there, the mountains will be thrown down and the terraces will fall. The mountains refers to the rulers of those nations. The fire will act in opposite ways. Regarding his adversaries, it says, a fire goes before him and burns them up all around. But for Israel, his lightning bolts light up the world. Thus it says similarly, and it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these. A pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemot. His lightning bolts light up the world. The light of Hashem will shine constantly, unlike today, where the truth sometimes sparkles for us and at other times vanishes like a bolt of lightning. In the days of Mashiach, the truth will shine and sparkle for the whole world. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. Higidu Hashemayim Tzidko V'ro'u Cholo Amim Kevodo. The heavens declare His righteousness, and all the nations see His glory. The righteous, whose excellence is as lofty as the heavens, will declare Hashem's righteousness, and then all the nations will see His glory. Pasuk Zayin, Pasuk 7. Yevoshu kol ovdei pesach mizhalim ba'alilim ishtachavu lo kolalehim. Ashamed are all who worship graven images, who pride themselves in idols. Bow down to him, all of you gods. All who venerated idols and said they were the source of their prosperity will now be ashamed, for they will know that there is nothing to them. Bow down to him, all you gods. The host of heaven will bow down to Hashem, for all who worship graven images will be ashamed, and because He will execute judgment upon those who worship the host of heaven. Thus it says, and the idols will utterly be abolished. A passage that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Those who pride themselves in glory and idols will be ashamed, and all your gods, the world of angels, will bow down to Him to make known His kingship. The heavens will attest to His righteousness in ways that all the nations see His glory, His awesome acts and judgment. All who worship graven images and celestial bodies will be ashamed, because the heavenly bodies themselves will serve as the refutation of idol worship. As it says in Yeshayahu, then the moon will be confounded and the sun ashamed, but then all the gods will bow down to him. Some explain that God the Elohim here refers to the great princesses, as in the pasuk of Bereishis, B'nei Hu Elohim. All the mighty princesses of the earth will then prostrate themselves before Hashem to acknowledge His sovereignty. Pasuk 8. Shema v'tismach Tzion v'tagelno b'nos Yehuda v'man mishpatech Hashem. Zion will hear and be glad, and the daughters of Yehuda will exult because of your judgments, O Hashem. Zion is foremost in the kingdom of Israel. In the time of the Mashiach, Zion will hear and see the thunder and lightning. He'll also behold your judgments, O Hashem, upon the wicked, as it says, the liberators will ascend upon Mount Zion to judge the mountain of Esav, and the kingdom will be Hashem's. A pasuk found in the Vajra. Therefore Zion will be glad, and the daughters of Yehuda, the people of the villages in Yehuda, will exult. They will all rejoice, because they will understand that it is futile to appeal for abundance except from the hand of Hashem. Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9. Ki ata Hashem el yoin akol oretz me'od na'leisa kol lehim. For you, Hashem, are most high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Another reason for them to rejoice is that it will become known to everyone that you, Hashem, are most high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. The latter refers to the great princesses, or else to the supernal princesses appointed over individual nations. Because at that time the people will act in accordance with Hashem's will, this will add to His might on high. As it were, the power of those below will magnify the supernal power. Accordingly, it will be said, you are exalted far above all gods. Your power is dominant over all supernal beings in the upper world. Pasuk Yud, Pasuk 10. Oyavei Hashem, Sinu Ro, Shomer Nafshos Chasidov, Yad Rishor Miatzilem. O you who love Hashem, hate evil, He preserves the souls of His devout ones, He saves them from the hand of the wicked. Here the singer reaches the main purpose of the present psalm. It is to warn those adhering to the Torah that they should despise evil and wickedness. They should neither flatter the evildoers nor fear them, for he preserves the souls of his devout ones. He saves them from the hand of the wicked. Just as it is not possible to love Hashem and also to love evil, so Hashem will not preserve both the life of the righteous man and the life of the evildoer. Thus it is that Hashem saves them from the hand of the wicked. Even as God hates the evildoer, so should you who love Hashem hate evil. You are not to fear the wicked, for Hashem preserves the souls of his devout ones. He saves them from the hand of the wicked. You should be on guard against committing evil and love the good, for Hashem rewards the righteousness with a like measure of good. In the future, you will no longer have to ingratiate yourselves with the wicked, as the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, no longer will the vile man be called generous. Accordingly, the singer calls upon those who love Hashem to hate the evil man. After one has departed from evil, the good that one does is reinforced. Accordingly, the Torah says here, O you who love Hashem, hate evil. You may be assured that Hashem preserves the souls of his devout ones. He saves them from the hand of the wicked. O you who love Hashem, hate evil. Drive it from yourselves. If you are fearful that the wicked will entice you to be like them, know that he preserves the souls of his devout ones. He saves them from the corrupting influence of the wicked. He preserves the souls of his devout ones also in exile, even if on account of it they are hated by the wicked. For Hashem saves them also in exile, and in the end they will be redeemed. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11, Or Zerua LaTzadik VeYishwe LeSimcha. Light is sown for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. The godly light is likened to planted seed. Just as the seed continues to grow and spread, so the light of Hashem is sown for the righteous who are perfected in their views. There is also gladness for the upright in heart. Upon them will extend the true gladness, for they will greatly rejoice at their achievements. Light is sown for the righteous in this world, and gladness for the upright in the heart in the world to come. The tzaddik continues sowing the light that remains hidden since the 6 days of creation. He will gather the yield in the future, unlike one sowing wheat, who goes on his way weeping as he bears the measure of grain. As we'll learn later on in Sefer Tehillim, there is gladness for the upright in heart, for they put their trust in Hashem, and they know without a doubt that their good deeds will yield fruit and fruit of fruit. A man plants a single grain of wheat, and this results in a number of grains. There is a similar result regarding the performance of mitzvahs, even when they are observed for the reward. One's reward is much greater than one's deeds. As the Tanna said, you do not know the reward offered for a mitzvah. One who serves Hashem for the sake of receiving reward is called a tzaddik. As our sages teach, one who says, this coin is for charity in order that my son shall live, he is fully a tzaddik. That is what the pasuk says here. Light is sown for the tzaddik. However, gladness is for the upright in heart who serve Hashem not for the sake of receiving reward. His joy is the great joy of the mitzvah itself. Light is sown for the righteous in this world, and gladness for the upright in heart is safeguarded for the future in the days of the Mashiach. Said Rabbi Chaya, when the righteous are in the world, the light is with them. As it says, light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. The sages associate this light with the light of the 6 days of creation. By means of this light, Adam saw from one end of the world to the other end. Then it was hidden away for the righteous in the future, for they are upright as Adam was upright before he sinned. And it says, but Hashem made man upright, a pasuk that's found in Koheles. After the sin, there was a mixture of good and evil. And the tzaddik is that man whose merits are greater than his demerits. And he is upright. That is to say, there is no resistance on his part to serving Hashem. This was continued in the Avos, in the patriarchs. Accordingly, gladness for the upright in heart pertains to the Avos, patriarchs. Thus it says, he sets apart sound wisdom for the upright, a pasuk that is found in Sefer Mishlei. Avraham began to rectify every fiber of the sin of Adam. There is gladness for the upright in heart. There is no admixture of evil, and there is unmitigated gladness. At the present time, the light of Torah and mitzvahs is at the stage of being sown, concealed in the earth. In the future, there will come the stage of revealing. As it says, in the days to come, Yaakov will take root, Israel will blossom and bud, and the face of the world will be filled with fruit, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Presently, the mitzvahs are like grain with its coverings, for we do not know their reasons. It will be otherwise in the future, when the reasons of the Torah will be revealed to us. Our open delight will be as the pleasure of tasting a ripe fruit. Some say that the present pasuk alludes to the primordial light of love that was hidden away by Hashem for the righteous in the future. There are two categories of loving Hashem. One is love that comes from contemplation of the lofty greatness of Hashem, and the other stems from the hidden love in the godly soul. The soul, by its very nature, desires to pray to the Infinite One, who is her source and root. When bringing forth this concealed love through profound contemplation, one does not therefore give birth to something new. It is rather like moving something out of concealment. The love is on an immeasurable great plane, that the love which is born out of contemplation of his greatness and its root is much more lofty. That is the meaning of light is sown for the righteous. Some of the primordial light was sown in every Jew. O you who love Hashem, hate evil. Even if you see the righteous suffer and the wicked prosper, nevertheless despise the evil. For in the end, he preserves the souls of his devout ones. He saves them from the hand of the wicked. Finally, in the days of the Mashiach, light is sown for the righteous. The reward that was sown for the righteous will emerge into the light, and there will be gladness for the upright in heart. The upright of heart who hated evil and prayed whenever they saw evil befall the righteous will now be glad, for they will see that all the suffering of the righteous had a good purpose. Pasuk Yudbeis, Pasuk 12. Simchut tzadikim b'Hashem v'hodu l'zeich ha'kocho. Be glad in Hashem, you righteous, and give thanks to His holy name. At that time, when you witness Hashem's equitable judgment, you will truly be glad in Hashem, you righteous, and give thanks to His holy name. In the future redemption, there will be rejoicing that His name was made complete. We will give thanks to His holy name that it has come out of exile. Chapter 98, Pasuk 1. Mizmor Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash Ki Nifloos Oso Hashir Lo Yeminos Rova Kacho. A psalm. Sing to Hashem a new song, for He has done marvelous deeds. His right hand and His holy arm has helped Him. The present psalm continues the theme of the foregoing psalm. Their opening and closing verses are similar, and both refer to the days of the Mashiach, when we will sing to Hashem a new song. Thus we recite in the Agoda of Pesach, and we will thank you with a new song for our redemption and for the redemption of our souls. We have already noted the statement by our sages that all songs in the past were of feminine gender. Thus it says, then Moshe and the children of Israel sang this song, Hashira Hazos, as found in Chumash Shemos. The feminine form of this, Zeus, appears rather than the masculine form of Zeb. The song of the future, however, will be of masculine gender, connoting strength, for it will not be followed by subjugation. The song will celebrate everlasting deliverance. David HaMelech composed this song towards that time, to be sung after Hashem will have done many marvelous deeds for our sake. As it says in Micha, as in the days of your coming out of the land of Mitzrayim, I will show him marvelous deeds. The Torah says here that Almighty requires no assistance to bring about these wonders. His right hand and his holy arm has helped him. In the subtle sense, has helped him is interpreted literally. His right hand and his arm have helped him come out of his exile. That is to say, at the redemption of Israel, Hashem will also be redeemed, for the divine presence, the Shekhinah too, will have been in exile. Accordingly, based on the literal reading of the pasuk, Vishav Hashem, Lekecha Shibuscha, Hashem your God will return with your return. The pasuk is found in Chumash Devarim. Our sages declare, Hashem will return from exile together with us. That is what the Torah says in Yeshayahu. The pasuk says, but Israel will be saved with the Lord in everlasting deliverance. Another interpretation says, at that time the miracles performed for the sake of the Jewish people will be a stupendous wonders. Although Israel will be dispersed to all ends of the earth, Hashem will gather them in. This will take place not by means of an angelic envoys, but by the hand of Hashem himself, as it says, his right hand and his body, his holy arm has helped them. Pasuk base, Pasuk 2, Hodiah Hashem Yishu Oso Le'eni Hagoyim Gila Tzidkoso. Hashem has made known his deliverance, his righteousness has he revealed in the sight of all the peoples. Through his servants and prophets, Hashem has made known his deliverance in the future. In the days of the Mashiach, he will have revealed his righteousness in the sight of all the peoples who terrified us in exile. We should sing about it now, even if at present our merit is not sufficient to bring about his deliverance, but since his right hand will help him to redeem us in the future, we should for this reason acclaim him. Until now, the Messianic age, Hashem had it as if kept his right hand behind him when facing the enemy, but now his right hand has helped him. Thus it says, and he saw that there was no man, and was astonished that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought deliverance to him, a pasuk that is found in Yeshayahu. At the exodus from the Egyptian exile, only his right hand helped the Jews, as it says, your right hand, O Hashem, is glorious in power. Your right hand, O Hashem, has dashed the enemy to pieces. The pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos. At the future redemption, he will, as it were, use both hands. Hashem has made known his deliverance. Up to the time of the redemption, the end of the Golus was sealed knowledge. Thus it says, it is not this laid up in store with me and sealed up among my treasures. Pasuk is found in Chumash Devarim, and it says, but you, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Pasuk is found in Sefer Daniel. Now, however, he has made known his righteousness. He will reveal that Israel was exiled on account of their iniquities, and that now they are being redeemed by his loving kindness. That's what we're going to learn in the next Pasuk. According to the Medrash, Moshe composed the present psalm about the redemption from Egypt. The sages teach that the present psalm was chanted by the oxen who drew the ark of Hashem, as it says, and the cows sang by Yishrena. They chanted the song for the chariots and angels that came to welcome the ark. The Jewish people are destined to chant a new song in the future, as it says, sing to Hashem a new song, for he has done marvelous deeds. They will deserve to chant a new song in the merit of Avraham's faith in Hashem. As it says, and he believed in Hashem, pasuk that's found in Chumash Bereishis, and the Torah says about him, the righteous man lives by his faith, a pasuk that's found in Habakkuk. That future song will be the last of the 10 songs chanted in the world. Some say that the beginning with the present psalm, the singer speaks of the miraculous pattern in the world. Hashem conducts the world without intermediaries, that is to say, independently of the general laws of nature. The natural order is specifically symbolized by Hashem's left hand, as it were. However, there's also the miraculous patterning of events below in accordance with man's deeds or stirring from below. What depends on man's merit is called his right hand. What does not depend on a man's merit falls into the category of his left hand. Thus it says, his right hand helped him according to the merit of the generation, and his holy arm helped him not in accordance with the deeds of the generation. Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3, Zohar Chastoy V'Menosor Leveis Yisrael Ro'u Chol Afse Oretz Eis Yeshua Shalheinu. He has remembered his loving kindness and his faithfulness towards the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the deliverance of our Hashem. Hashem remembered the loving kindness, and he also remembered his promise to Israel. At this time he fulfilled both with great fanfare. Even those living at the ends of the earth saw the deliverance of our God, or else it means his loving kindness. Hashem remembered the loving kindness shown by Israel in its youth, as it says, I remember in your favor the devotion of your youth, your love as a bride when you went forth after me in the wilderness and the land that was not sown, as we find this pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyahu. He also remembered the covenant with the Avos, as it says in Chumash Vayikra, but I will for their sakes remember the covenant of their ancestors. All the ends of the earth have seen the deliverance of our God. They will not be able to ascribe it to any stellar determination. Then again, the pasuk says that Hashem remembered Israel's loving kindness and his faithfulness in having adhered to the Torah way of life, even in Golus. He remembered that they suffered for the sanctification of Hashem's name, and that they adhered to their faith despite all the persecutions. Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4, Horiu LaHashem kol ha'aretz pitzchu v'rananu v'zamiru. Shout to Hashem, all the earth, open your mouths and sing for joy. Yes, sing praises and play music. All you people on earth, resound with shouts of gladness to Hashem. Open your mouths and sing for joy with a great voice. Sound and resound the trumpet to the victorious King. For he has cast down the princesses on high and the princesses below. Open your mouths and sing for joy to his kingship. Sing praises with songs and music to his great name as the Hashem of the entire world. Sound the trumpet, as we learned this pasuk earlier. Sound the trumpet as for a king who comes among his people. Sounding the trumpet is a signal to the people that their king has come among them. Then open your mouths and sing for joy. Yes, sing praises about his deeds and attributes. Pasuk 5. Zamru LaHashem Bechino Bechino Vekol Zimra. Sing praises to Hashem with the harp and the voice of melody. Now the singer explains what will be the singing mentioned above. There will be playing with the harp alone, and there will be the harp together with the voice of melody, actual singing. Inside the Beis HaMikdash there was the sounding of the trumpets and sounding of the horn, as we're going to learn right now in the following pasuk. Sing praises to Hashem with the harp outside the holy temple as well. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6, Bachatzos rose for kol shofar horiu lifnei HaMelech Hashem. With trumpets and sound of the horn, shout before the King Hashem. Having said shout to Hashem in the previous pasuk, the singer says here, with trumpets and sound of the horn, shout before the King Hashem. In the Beis HaMikdash, the shouting was done with trumpets blaring and horns blasting at the same time. Thus our sages HaChomim teach, the horn sounded on Rosh Hashanah is the horn of wild goats. It is unbellished except for the opening, which is covered with a layer of gold. The trumpets were sounded on both sides of the horns. The horn sounded a long tone, and the trumpet sounded a short tone. So when the trumpet ceased, the horn alone was heard, for sounding the horn is the mitzvah specifically indicated for Rosh Hashanah. According to the Talmud, this was so in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Holy Temple. Elsewhere, if the trumpets were sounded, the horn was not sounded, and if the horn was sounded, the trumpets were not sounded. With trumpets and sound of the horn, this may be clarified by means of a parable. A king wandered lost in the forest, unable to find his way. He met a man who showed him the path to follow. Out of gratitude for this kindness, the king welcomed the man into the palace and dressed him in precious garments in place of the plain clothes he usually wore. The man became one of the king's favorites. One day the man committed a wrong before the king, and the king condemned him to death. Before the decree was carried out, the man implored the king to permit him to wear his original clothes. No sooner had he put on those garments, however, when the king remembered the man's kindness to him, he was filled with compassion and pardoned him. This parable illustrates the following teaching. On Rosh Hashanah, when we stand before the throne of judgment and sound the horn, immediately Hashem is reminded of our stand at Mount Sinai. There, amidst the loud blasting of the horn, we accepted the Torah, declaring, "We will do and we will hear," a pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos. In the merit of this, He will judge us with loving kindness and favor us with grace. He will inscribe us for a good life. The Taz writes that in a dream he beheld the following interpretation of the pasuk: with trumpets and sound of the horn, shout before the king Hashem. It means that when the tekiah blast is not sounded at the beginning of that year, it is sounded at the end. For one of the reasons we sound the horn is so that Satan should be confounded. But this has not happened. Thus it says here, shout before Hashem, the Lord, prior to the sounding of the horn for the king, the Lord. At the end of the year, there will be a sounding of evil events, heaven forfend. Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7. Yiram Hayom Umelowo Tevel VeYoshvevo. Let the sea roar and its fullness, the world and they who dwell in it. Pasuk 8. Nohoros Yimchahu Chof Yachad Horim Yoranenu. Let the floods, rivers clap hands, let mountains rejoice in song together. The Torah refers here to the Messianic age, which it says, may he have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. And we learned this pasuk previously. At that time the sea will roar out of much gladness, and so will the world and they who dwell therein. Let the rivers clap hands. Those who dwell by the rivers will clap hands out of great happiness. Similarly, the pasuk says in Melachim, they clapped their hands and said, long live the king. Another possible interpretation is that rivers refers to kings, as in whose land the rivers have divided, a pasuk in Yeshayahu. All kings forego their own honor and clap hands for the glory of Hashem. Let the mountains rejoice in song together. If until now some trees were barren, and only the fruit-bearing trees rejoiced in song, at the time of the redemption all trees will bear fruit. Even barren trees on the mountains will rejoice in song together with other trees. It says, the earth is Hashem's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they who dwell in it, for He has founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the rivers. Hence the Torah says here, that the seas roar, and its fullness, the world, and they who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap hands, let mountains rejoice in song together. This corresponds to He sends forth springs into the valleys, they run between the mountains, a pasuk that we're going to learn later on in Sefer Tehillim. Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9. Lifnei Hashem, kivo lishpoi to oretz, ishpoi tevel betzedek, ve'amim meshorim. Before Hashem, for he has come to judge the earth, he will judge the world with justice, righteousness, and peoples with equity. Why will all peoples become submissive before Hashem? For he has come to judge the earth. And they know that he will not judge them cruelly. He will judge the world with justice, righteousness, and the peoples with equity. He will not destroy the righteous man together with the evildoer. In the earlier psalm, the singer says, he will judge the world with justice and nations in his faithfulness. Hashem will not forego punishing the nations for what they did to Klal Yisrael. As it says, their unavenged blood will be avenged. A pasuk that's found in Sefer Yoel. But when he makes them pay for having diminished the glory of Hashem, he will treat them with equity, with greater leniency than called for by the measure of law. Hashem's judgment will blend compassion and justice, and the righteous man will not be destroyed with the wicked. Some say at first will come the judgment and punishment of the nations in faithfulness. We will not understand the justice of his judgments, but rely on faith that they are just. But then our minds will fathom his justice. Now we go to chapter 99, Pasuk 1. Hashem Moloch Yerguzu Amim Yoshev Keruvim Tonu Toretz. Hashem reigns, let the nations tremble. He is enthroned on Cherubim, let the earth quake. The present psalm speaks about the glory of Hashem's kingdom on earth becoming revealed in the future. When Hashem reigns on earth, a dread will fall upon the nations. At the time that he is enthroned on Keruvim, when the divine presence dwells below, the earth will quake. That is to say, the inhabitants of the earth will tremble with fear. When the time comes that the Holy One returns his kingship to Zion, the nations will be seized with dread. For from Zion fear comes forth upon the world. When Hashem once again comes to dwell between the Keruvim, from where he departed at the time of the destruction of Yerushalayim and the holy Beis Hamikdash, the earth will quake. Then the peoples will no longer dwell securely in their kingdoms. They will no longer proclaim in their hearts, "We will not be shaken. In all the generations we will never be in adversity." For it will become known that the kingdom of God is established in Zion, the site of the Beis Hamikdash and the Keruvim. Although the Shekhinah, the divine presence, dwells between the Keruvim, as found in Chumash Shemos, his eyes see throughout the earth. It is impossible to hide from him. He is enthroned upon the Keruvim, which means the seat of judgment. As it says, then I looked, and behold, in the firmament above the head of the Keruvim, there appeared over them something like a sapphire stone, like what appeared to be the likeness of a throne. A pasuk that's found in Sefer Yecheskel. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth will tremble and quake. Pasuk Beis, Pasuk 2. Hashem b'tzion godo v'rom hu al kol hu amim. Hashem is great in Zion and he is high above all the nations. When the Shekhinah, the divine presence, will dwell in Zion, great will be his power and high his eminence. He will be both great and high over all the nations. At the redemption, the nations will exalt him and make him great over them, for the Shekhinah will once again be evident primarily among men below. Great connotes from below upward. This is the opposite of the present situation where we say Hashem is high above all the peoples. His glory is above the heavens. For we have not merited that the Shekhinah should dwell among men below. Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3. Yodu Shimcha Godo Benora Kodeshu. Let them praise your name as great and awesome. It is holy. All the nations will praise your name as great and awesome. It is holy. The Medrash says in the name of Rebbe Chanina, when is he great? He is great when he brings back the Shekhinah to Zion. Rabbi Yudin says the Torah supports Rabbi Hanin as it says, Hashem has built Zion. That is the time when we will behold His glory. Once they acknowledge that the supervision of Hashem is on earth as well, they will be in awe of Him. Hence it says, let them praise, acknowledge your name as great and awesome, it is holy. His awesomeness will also be upon them. Some explain these psukim by noting the difference between great, gadol, and high, ram. As in the previous pasuk, high conveys that Hashem exalted on high, but the root does not extend below, as in the heaven, for a height. Lerom, found in Mishle. Great connotes something whose foundation is on the earth, and it grows gadol higher and higher. Thus it says, the cities are great, gedolos, and fortified up to heaven. A pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. Accordingly, the Torah says here, the people of Israel declare that Hashem is great, His supervision is upon the earth. But the other people say that He is high, and He does not supervise the earth. Hence, Yisrael said, now I know that Hashem is greater, gadol, than all the gods, celestial bodies. That is what the Torah says here. Hashem is great in Zion. The previous pasuk, as we learned this. In Zion, the people know that Hashem is great and attends to the inhabitants below, but He is high above all the nations. The other people say that Hashem is too exalted to attend to human affairs below. In the future, however, all the inhabitants of the world will recognize and know that Hashem also extends His supervision over the earth. They will understand that Hashem is great. They will thus praise your name as great and awesome. He is holy. Pasuk Dalet, the Oz Melech Mishpat, Oev Ato Kananto Meishorim Mishpat Utsdoke BeYakov Ato Asiso. O King of strength who loves just judgment, you have established equity. You have executed just judgment and righteousness in Yaakov. What will they say at that time? They will say that you are king of strength who loves just judgment. It befits a king's strength that he should love just judgment and he should execute such judgment. The singer offers thanks to Hashem for having given the Torah to Israel, and he says, you have established equity, two kinds of equity. You exact payment in kind from the wicked and reward the righteous. You have executed just judgment, and you have acted with the righteousness in Yaakov by having brought the descendants of Yaakov out of Golus, out of exile. We will continue Mitzvah Shem in our next shir.